This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Got a big guest coming up next segment. Stay with us. But I want to get back to self-checkout at restaurants where you talk to a robot. It's admitted they're getting you ready for the cashless society. They're getting you ready to be isolated, put a 200-square-foot coffin apartment. You read this big CNN article, it admits that it caused more crime, less things being bought, the collapse. Walmarts, it reports here, are pulling out self-checkout everywhere. I was in Mexico a few months ago at a Walmart. There was no self-checkout. People aren't going to do that. We're building a world for humans. We're not opting in to a world that is against humans. We're not submitting to this tyranny. We're not going along with this system. We build our environment. We build the system we live in. But what do the big box stores do? They have insurance and they have security, but it's the medium-sized stores, the Walgreens, the mom and pops and others that have had the snatch and grabs with the Soros DA say you're allowed to rob $5,000, $10,000 in some areas, and no one's going to stop you. That's meant to shut them down. Then you got to buy from Bezos. You got to go to Walmart. It's an economic war, they admit. In the article, they say corporations tried to force everyone to get rid of checkers during COVID. Self-checkout expanded at supermarkets. There were thousands of stores looked to cut costs. And during the pandemic, many shoppers used self-checkout for the first time to minimize close interaction with employees or their customers. Yeah, you got to be isolated from the humans and be locked up in the gulag. And it goes on and on. So this major resistance to this shows deep down human instincts and really, really shows that this is what needs to be done. That people need to fully reject whatever Hollywood, whatever the corporate media says. Guys, cue up Dana White. This has gotten tens of millions of views on the internet, just that I saw. I love Dana White. And he says, look, after COVID and all their disinformation, when he says the full clip, I don't believe a word they say. I go to a doctor when I have a broken bone, but I don't listen to them on nutrition. And that's the same thing. We have to exit the system. We have to stop trusting a system that's broken its trust in us. Here's a clip of Dana White.
I will never talk to a doctor about my general health ever again. If I break my arm, I'm going to go see a doctor. Right. If I need surgery, I'm going to go see a doctor. My general health, never again. None of them know what they're talking about. They're all full of shit. All they know is to put you on pills and put you on medicine. That's all they know.
So what's the bottom line here? When you shop at a store or you support a broadcast or you support a church, you're supporting culture. Your money is power. That's the real democratization. And that's why we don't have a free market system. We have a crony capital system going into a globalist post-human system. That's why where you spend your money is the most powerful thing you can do other than raising good, straight, and strong children that understand the big picture. And that's why I tell listeners, in this collapsing economy, in this new world order, in all the attacks they've thrown at us, the more something's attacked by the enemy, you know that's what you should support. And that's why we need your support at InfoWarsStore.com. You need to commit not to go buy a supplement that's super powerful, does a great job once, not to buy a T-shirt once, but to commit to say, hey, I'm going to shop locally. I'm going to start a garden. I'm going to go to a church that's exposing, you know, real issues. And I'm going to buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. Because when we got the Bill Clinton documents a few years ago, when WorldNet Daily, like 6-7 years ago, sued from their Clinton library in Little Rock, the first thing they were saying when they got into the White House in 1993 was, our main mission is to shut down populist and conservative and nationalist media and companies, because if the conservatives ever start spending money with other groups and build their own economy, it's over. And now that's what the social credit score and the debanking and the censorship is about. Is that is next level, because they want to intimidate the leadership so we shut up or shut down so they can come after you next. And that's what Nikki Haley's talking about, and Hochul's talking about, and the UN's talking about. They're moving into the social credit score. Before they get it in place, we got to build up the alternative economy now. This is a war of resources. You got to put your money where your mouth is. Demand human interaction. Demand humans at checkout. We'll be right back. Stay with us. InfoWars.com.
Finally, after close to a year, in early November, where I'm cutting this ad, we finally got one of our flagship products back in stock, Ultra 12. The highest quality vitamin B12 organic. You take it under the tongue so you get better absorption of the body through your blood vessels. And what it does to every system in your body is simply incredible. It's the natural, clean energy, focus, immune system, everything. And it's 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This has been rated as the best B12 in the country. It's available from a top lab that we private label it through at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken sublingually, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll-free and order it as well, 888-253-3139. And Ultra 12 funds the InfoWar as well.
I like to have children. I'm here. I got a life force. This is a human. This is what we look like. This is what we act like. This is what everybody was like before us. This is what I am. I'm a throwback. I'm here. I've got the fire of human liberty. I'm setting fires everywhere. And humans are turning on everywhere. Get behind me, Satan. Down with the devil.
Miss Coffee, you're playing the wrong message.
Visit InfoWars.com/show today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, he's been on fire all the time for years, but particularly the last few weeks and months since the attack on Israel. And he's been giving a 35,000-foot view on it. I've been wanting to get him on. He joins us now. Hotep Jesus. Great talk show host, great researcher, great marketer, great entrepreneur. And you know, his big deal is suddenly all the floodgates are open in corporate media to the new thing. Is it global warming or is it Ukraine or is it COVID? Now it's the Muslims. And I don't like a lot of the stuff Israel's doing. I think they stood down. I think it was a false flag. I mean, I think real Islamists attacked, but it was clearly money Biden sent. But what's the larger picture here with Harvard and the big universities endorsing this? We got a lot to talk about in the 45 minutes or so we've got him, and I'm going to cover some more news after he leaves us in this hour before the next guest joins us. But clearly we said another big war is coming. That's going to be the distraction from the COVID deaths, all the rest of it. And now they're trying to trigger a holy war. Obviously you get boosted big on Twitter and everywhere else, Hotep, where you're already reaching millions a day if you got on the bandwagon. But clearly the establishment is trying to create some type of clash of civilizations here. Hotep Jesus, thank you for joining us, HotepJesus.com. And the people can also find you at Hotep Jesus on Twitter and menofhonor.com. So, Hotep, thank you so much for coming on with us.
Oh, absolute pleasure, Alex. So, yeah, so the your take on Israel is pretty much similar to my take. Obviously, the timing is convenient. We have election season now here, a.k.a. grifting season. Nikki Haley has proven to be a supreme grifter herself after her comments on Fox last night. But what's the bigger story here? Well, you know, first of all, the next distraction is to create something domestically, right? Create some sort of event domestically. Now, it's been happening in spurts here and there. You have protesters clashing. You have Grand Central Station being attacked by pro-Palestine protesters. You have Jewish people being attacked. A lot of different skirmishes have taken place on domestic soil. Much of this planned, much of this known by the elite rulers. And that was one of my fears early on, where there's conflict in the Middle East, and because of all the vitriol on social media spilled into our streets. Not much of this stuff. As we know, Hamas and Palestine has been supported by George Soros. Black Lives Matter supported by George Soros. We've tracked down some of these protests between the pro-Palestine socialists. I think Stop the War Coalition is one of them. And Jeremy Corbyn is partly behind some of these protests. So what we have is a communist socialist takeover of another people's struggle. But what's the bigger story that's happening here? Well, while everybody's distracted by the Middle East, what we are experiencing is a complete and total financial transformation where money is going to change how it operates, both at a wholesale level and a retail level. Right now, the House Financial Services Committee is discussing Basel III Endgame. And basically what they're talking about now is, you know, what are the capital requirements for a banking institution? Now, we know what the capital requirements have been since COVID. They said that they are basically zero. You need zero reserves. But now Basel III is challenging some of that and saying that banks need to hold more money, more cash, more capital, which is going to hurt, obviously, the small guys. So what we're looking at right now is actually a huge transformation of the banking industry. If you look, you'll see many banks right now shutting down. You have Wells Fargo.
By the way, let me just interrupt you and say, bingo, 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 ding, 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 ding. We're coming to the end of the big bubble, the new rollout of the central bank currencies. They admit it, and they need crises as the diversion to bring this in.
That's correct. And not only, so the crises is going to be the diversion so they don't see all the laws being passed. But then later on, the crises is going to be the reason why we need the new banking transformation, right? So we have Basel III. Let's put that aside for a second. They're meeting about that today. FCC is meeting about total control of the internet. That's happening today. Now, let's focus on the banks really fast. So we have Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Chase. All of these places are shutting down your local branch banking institution, right? And they're saying it's because everybody's moving online. So payments are moving digital. You were talking about before the break how we have POS happening now without a human being. I was thinking this morning that we might start to have transactions happening without even your card. So the way the CBDC system is working, central bank digital currency is working, is through QR codes, and the offline payments are actually going to operate through your cell phone. So I'm guessing within the next 5 years, not only cash is going to start to dwindle, but credit cards potentially start to dwindle, which brings us into the key component of all of this, which is the digital ID system. The European Union, you can have you guys look this up, European Union have decided to go ahead despite privacy concerns.
That's right. They passed it last Friday.
Correct. Decided to go ahead with their digital ID system. And they're also in discussion for the CBD. So what I'm looking at here is that there's some sort of link between the digital ID and the CBDC. And it looked like, until this morning, it looked like the digital ID system was a prerequisite for the CBDC. But as of this morning, when I read the IMF paper, it's looking like they might not even be needing the ID as much, particularly for the poor people, because they're going
exactly.
to start
No, that's
you.
It. They're going to roll it out as a freebie deal to get people just signed up at first.
Correct. So the CBDC will provide incentives, and the poor will be using the CBDC. So where if you're middle class and up, the digital ID is going to be how they track and monitor you. And if you're poor, they're going to say, oh, you're too dumb to get an ID, but we'll track you through the CBDC. So it has this symbiotic relationship, the digital ID to the CBDC, where they both need each other.
Well, exactly. They've been trying to ram through both, but they've been failing because of opposition. So they're going to go ahead and just beta test it on poor people. Absolutely. But you made a key point here. And I've seen you criticized on Twitter, Instagram, all over. They're like, look at this Zionist. Look at this guy. No, no. You're pulling above it and saying, clearly Israel stood down, but clearly George Soros and the Rothschilds, the New World Order, and the media are pushing, you know, 10 to 1 the pro-Muslim thing. They're trying to cause this clash of civilizations. So it's like that famous Indiana Jones meme where he's got the idol in the sand. And so they're constantly moving whatever the issue is to galvanize. So before it's like, oh, George Soros represents black people. Let's raise $50 million and give the Democratic Party and give nothing to black people. You know, maybe 20, 30 million to the front people that run it. It's the same thing now. Now they've just jumped to the Palestinians. So they go from the white people praising and worshiping Black Lives Matter to now they praise and worship Hamas. And all it is the globalists hiding behind a new group.
Yeah, so Palestine is the new BLM. So now we call that PLM, right? And like you said, they latch themselves on to this new struggle. That new struggle happens to be Palestinian lives, and then they'll couple in Islamophobia, right? So we had
and that gives them censorship. And let's not forget, Ukraine decisively loses the war. NATO loses. They flip a switch on the 7th. It all jumps tracks to this. Keep going. Sorry, you're just dead on.
Right. So the press secretary talks.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Want to see their money go to Russia, and Russia doesn't want to see their money go to America.
And this is a big war summit with Xi Jinping meeting in San Francisco with all the big tech leaders and energy directors lining up. This is a big powwow going on. What do you make of that?
So the APEC meeting is this week, 11th through the 17th. Today, according to Secretary of Treasury Janet Yellen, today is the day they're going to be talking about CBDC. She said that during her opening speech yesterday. So we're waiting to see some of those transcripts come out and see what they say about that. It's probably going to be much more of the same, where they say financial inclusion. They're going to be concerned with capital outflows. They're going to be concerned with damaging the banking private sector. So these are the three main things that they're concerned with. Obviously, cross-border transactions are going to be discussed. But the big thing is financial inclusion. But financial inclusion is basically saying, let's increase our tax base. There are people currently transacting in cash. We don't want that because we can't watch it. We can't tax it. So financial inclusion is what they're saying is, oh, black people can't get to a bank account. So we're going to issue this digital wallet, which will be connected to their cell phone. It's going to come with incentives and premiums. And they'll say, hey, 20% off your next purchase. Or here's
but you can only spend it where they say, and then they expand it out to every group. And now you can only spend money at the big box store.
That's correct. So they have like the Durhams, this currency, they're talking about just giving this stuff away, 10,000 dirhams to people who use this stuff, because people aren't adopting it. But it is in the IMF paper. It says specifically, it says two things in regards to restrictions. One of them is if you hold on to the currency, it'll tax itself. So 20% could come out every week. Up to a certain threshold.
It incentivizes owning nothing, having nothing.
Correct. You have to spend it. They want to push that money into the economy. So it'll slowly disappear.
So this goes against all the basic rules of wealth and success. It's diametrically opposed to us being independent and secure.
Oh, it's absolutely anti-free market capitalism. Absolutely. This is Karl Marx's dream we're talking about here. Like Karl Marx, Lenin, Stalin, you could have put them all in a room together, Mao, and they never would have come up with anything this genius. Okay. They are in their graves right now, laughing hysterically at how people were able to pull this off in a so-called capitalist nation. And nobody says anything because we're too concerned with, oh, who do we support? The Muslims or the Jews? If you choose to support one of those, you're choosing not to support yourself. That's what you're choosing. But one of the restrictions of the CBDC, like you said, is what you can purchase. What you can purchase is going to be a huge, huge thing.
And that's it, because it's not that we're against the Muslims or the Jews. We don't do anything. It makes you feel good. It's like having sex with a blow-up doll. It's not real.
Yes.
But taking care of yourself and your family is real.
Correct. You have some, was it New York that was talking about? There is a state that is talking about, no, I'm sorry, it's either Chicago or Detroit, where they're going to have government-run grocery stores. 17
Chicago.
Chicago, thank you. So Chicago wants government-run grocery stores. It sounds like, you know, Bolshevik Russia right now. And so think about that. Chicago, government stores. Well, what currency will you need to purchase at this place?
Exactly.
Obviously, a CBDC.
And that's why they got to shut everything off to make you use it.
Correct. Then you have some of these states are starting to get smart and use Article 1, Section 8 to their own advantage, where it says that, Only gold and silver can be transacted as a currency outside of the legal tender. And some states are working to create a stable coin backed by gold. And stable coins are going to be a thing. So you have this world of stable coins and CBDC, which work kind of side by side. So the best example of a CBDC right now that nobody is talking about is JP Morgan coin or JPM coin. Now, the JPM coin is doing $1 billion in transaction each day. And this is just at the wholesale level. Now, we know that the Federal Reserve was created at Jekyll Island by JP Morgan and company. So this is a machination of the JP Morgan cartel.
It's the top of the pyramid.
Correct. So when you have the people who created the Federal Reserve, modern day, obviously we know Jamie Dimon used to sit on the board of the Federal Reserve while being CEO of JP Morgan Chase. Let's put that aside for a moment. They're working on JPM coin. Now, they say, oh, the Federal Reserve cannot issue a CBDC without congressional approval. Okay, this may be true, but they're definitely exploring that. Just the other day, we had an anti-CBDC bill get introduced by Republicans, and it basically said, we want to stop all funding. Basically, this is because, you know, Biden pushed out the CBDC bill,
the executive order.
To explore CBDCs. And they're basically saying that's unconstitutional. You're not allowed to look at a new form of money without congressional approval. So there's some bills being introduced.
Well, that was my next question. How do we stop this? How do we do this? How do we protect ourselves from the Chi-Coms and the EU? And the EU, they're going to roll it out first.
So let's go down the line of who has them, right, in order. So Bahamas got it first. Nigeria got it second. And then third was Jamaica, right? So obviously you know that they target black populations first, okay? So what do you think is going to happen in America? Under the guise of financial inclusion, they're going to target the black community first. So,
by the way, that's true. They're literally targeting black countries. Well, what's the point there?
Yeah. Same thing with the vaccine, right? When you had Stanley Plotkin was pushing his vaccines out there. This is a guy who worked with Dr. Fauci many moons ago, and they tested millions of people affected by their vaccines. Go look at the Stanley Plotkin deposition. He said, did many of those people come out with defects? He said, yeah, it happened. 8-hour deposition, right? So they use these impoverished third world nations as test grounds.
Incubators.
Not only as incubators, right? Not only for vaccines, but now also for financial apparatuses. And this has been going on a while through the IMF, right? And the IMF siphons money from countries through their SDR mechanism. Anyway, so another thing the IMF talks about is financial literacy. So they want to get to the minds of black people before you do. So what they're going to do is they're going to teach black people their version of financial literacy. And it's going to include why the CBDC is good. And if you hate the CBDC, then you're racist. You're a Trump-supporting racist. That's how they're going to spin this. So it's very important for us to watch our rhetoric and watch how we position ourselves to the black community so that we become voices that they would like to listen to. Therefore, we can educate them and warn them. So this is going to happen to specifically the poorer communities. And then everybody else will sort of fall in line. So how do we combat this? I think you got to support. I think his name is Emmer. Forget his first name.
Stay right there. Hotep, you always knock out of the park. This is incredible. You're giving the best analysis of this that we've seen. And the good news is black folks are rejecting the open borders, all of it. They're one of the biggest Achilles heels. The globalists want to shoehorn this all in through black populations. I think it's going to backfire. Let's talk about it and how we stop this with Hotep Jesus. And we'll talk about this horrible person, Nikki Haley, with her internet system of internet ID straight ahead. Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs. that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet supports the broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got, Immune Support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
So if you think the tyranny we've been living under has been bad, that was a foreshadowing. That was an hors d'oeuvre. A light breeze compared to a typhoon or hurricane or tornado. The globalists admit how predatory this is. Cut off resources, get dependent populations, roll out universal basic income to the central bank digital currencies, and then put social credit scores on all that to beta test it on groups they control. And then they expand it out from there. That's what this is. The good news is the public's waking up. People understand what's happening. We can just reject this. Just like all over the world, they're pulling out the self-checkout lanes after 20 years, 23 years trying to make us do it. You go to a restaurant, don't do a QR code for a menu. Seems simple. That was all from the IMF World Bank during COVID to get you ready to get rid of cash. They admit all this. So the good news is we know the enemy plan. The bad news is enough people haven't woken up. Yes, some have. But, folks, this is so draconian. This is the holy grail of tyranny. And Hotep Jesus is absolutely on target, and he hammers it every day. He could not talk about this and be, he's already a Fox News co-host and does a great job. But he can be boosted so much if he just shut up about this. But he's not shutting up about it because this is beyond slavery, ladies and gentlemen, and it's here. The old bubble's collapsing. The globalists are desperate to bring in their new system. The good news is people know the globalists that run the Federal Reserve make Sam Bankman-Fried look like an angel. And so I would say things are not going well for them. As negative as this is, the growth curve of awakening and populists and nationalists being elected everywhere and black people, you know, doubling, tripling support for Trump as a benchmark, and Hispanics as well, show the thinking people out there are getting this quickly. Oh, Jeff, we didn't talk before you came on, but be honest with me. What's your prognosis? Are things positive? Are they negative? If this is a football game, where are we in the game and who's winning? I mean, I'm wrong to be optimistic.
You're down by 20 in the fourth quarter with 5 minutes to go.
Wow.
It's not looking good. And you touched on it, right? Like, there's a lot of things that I could talk about on my platform. And I choose to talk about the one thing that will get me no engagement. But honestly, I can't do anything but talk about
the because all the other stuff thing. Doesn't matter. It's all a distraction.
It's all a distraction. You know, I'm forced to talk about Candace Owens having beef with Ben Shapiro. I'm forced to talk about, you know, Biden falling down the steps, right? This is the stuff that people want to hear, and we have to cover it. Right?
Meanwhile, digital chains are being put on us and our children.
Literally. So Nikki Haley, that's the funny thing about communism.
Yeah, let's talk about her. We got the clip in a minute. Go ahead.
Yeah, so the funny thing about communism is it takes on the form of the left and it takes on the form of the right.
Exactly.
The way it takes on the form of the left is it sort of just veers it towards more communism and less socialism. But with the right, it has to be a little bit more more slick, right? So it does it through the form of like Nikki Haley.
Oh, your preacher will know what you did. We know it's so let's go conservative. Let's explain what an Internet ID means. That's what this is. But let's play the clip. Here it is.
When I get into office, the first thing we have to do, social media accounts, social media companies, they have to show America their algorithms. Let us see why they're pushing what they're pushing. The second thing is every person on social media should be verified by their name. That's, first of all, it's a national security threat. When you do that, all of a sudden people have to stand by what they say, and it gets rid of the Russian bots, the Iranian bots, and the Chinese bots. And then you're going to get some civility when people know their name is next to what they say.
Accountability.
And they know their pastor and their family member is going to see it. It's going to help our kids, and it's going to help our country.
Okay, so we hear that record skip sound. It's going to help our kids. To have a central bank digital currency, to have a social credit score, to have a vaccine passport, to have what the UN and Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and Xi Jinping have already set up, they got to have the Internet ID that China already has. And here's the little darling of the Republican establishment who they're force-feeding us, selling that. So is Governor Hochul. So is, I mean, they need this. Hotep.
Yeah. So Nimrata here, I'm not calling her Nikki Haley since she wants to dox everybody. Her name's Nimrata. Nimratata. Okay. So first of all, let's talk about two things. She mentioned algorithms, and then she mentioned the pain points to conservatives about bots, right? So the algorithms. Why does she want access to the algorithms? So first of all, algorithms should not be disclosed because if they're disclosed, they're manipulated. So if you show the government the algorithms, guess who's going to be able to manipulate them most? Government. Now, She mentions these bots, right? You know what she doesn't mention is the fact that many of these bots, I presume, I'm speculating here, are government agencies. So if you show them what the algorithm looks like, then Chia and Dia and the rest of the three-letter agencies will be able to send more bots, more force at anybody who talks about the wrong things. So, for example, you say something about the right wing, there's a whole bunch of left wing bots that come around. You say something about the left wing, there's a bunch of right wing bots that come around. These things sit in digital farms, some in Malaysia, some domestically, some in Russia, or they're just pinging off of a VPN and using different IP addresses, et cetera, et cetera. But the bottom line is, if she gets access, you know what she wants to do with it, which brings us to our next point. She says, all these bots.
And let's be clear, she's just talking points, the globalist are. She's just a mouthpiece. So when exactly. We see her mouth move, it's Klaus Schwab.
Yeah. So when she mentions the bots, she understands the pain points of her constituents, which is why she targets them. We all hate the bots. They're annoying. But what was it? Teddy Roosevelt said, give up your freedom for safety or something like that, right? That's what this is. You want to give up your freedom?
Well, they're not going to get rid of the real powerful bots for Israel, the U.S., 100-1 to the Russians. Exactly. The bot thing's the distraction. What she wants is the Internet ID.
What she wants is Internet ID to connect everybody to the system, a.k.a. what was it called? Skynet, right? A.k.a. Skynet. So connect everything to Skynet, connect everybody to a digital ID system so then they can track everybody and control you. Now, what's going to happen is this, right? If your digital ID is connected to your money and the digital ID is connected to the social media, that means when you say something wrong in social media, they're going to clip you through your digital ID from your money. So forget when, you know, you got debanked like...
Oh, they had congressional hearings years ago. They go, hey, InfoWars is top again like 5 years ago. And they go, our AI will be in by next month, sir. And literally, they want it all automated.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's going to be programmed. See, the money's programmable, okay? That's what makes this money different. So you won't even need a human to get rid of you. If you say something online, it will automatically be updated to your digital ID and then to your money, and then your money will be restricted and other things could possibly happen. But all of this stuff is automated. Like,
and by the way, as you said, we've got all these EU heads and all the tech heads and the central bank heads saying they're going to use it for this day one.
They're being quite honest about it. Restricting funds from being, they call it capital flow management, right? Restricting you from transacting with somebody else in another country, right? So if you got a grandma in Bolivia and you want to send her some money, well, if the United States has placed sanctions on Bolivia, then they can just program the money to say, oh, you cannot transact this with anybody in Bolivia.
And that's just how they started. I mean, look how we've been debanked. How do we stop it, Hotep?
So, again, Emmer has a bill. He has an anti-CBDC bill. I don't think it's perfect, but it's a great start. There's another anti-CBDC bill that was introduced this week. I would go take a look at that one. That is to defund the working group in the CBDC. So I would support those bills. I would raise awareness about those bills and start there and start talking about that. I would tell your favorite influencer, a small brain.
That's
content.
The biggest thing is get in the face of everybody distracting us and tell people like Ben Shapiro, I'm not even attacking, get off all this crap and fight the CBDC.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You know, I mean, well, in closing, not about myself, but why do you think, because I respect your view, I want this for myself, why are they so want me shut down as much as Trump? They want me shut down, man.
Because you did it on your own. You didn't do it with a cosign. Like, you did it outside of their system, which shows that you possess something that you acquired on your own and didn't acquire with them. So since you did it on your own, the only thing that can undo you is you. For example, when I was coming on this platform today, I went to go promo. I put the band.video link in there. It said, this is harmful to viewers of this platform or something like that. I'm like, wait, this is harmful? I thought this was the free speech platform. I don't know what's going on between you and Elon, but Elon got to get on board too, because it's not a free speech platform if Alex, because like when it comes to free speech, nobody really tests that boundary like you do. Like sometimes you say some. So if you don't have people who are stretching the boundaries of speech, then what you have is a shrinkage of free speech. And that's what they want. They have to take the people who are stretching those boundaries and limit them and try to, you know, keep them on the outskirts and vilify them.
Exactly. They don't want trailblazers, and I'm not kissing your ass, but you're absolutely right, because I didn't know what answer you'd give, but that's it. They even said in Pentagon documents, the CIA documents that leaked, they said, we don't like Jones because he built his own thing. That's why they don't like Julian Assange. And they, like what you've done, they fear any real maverick that they don't control and that they can't put leverage on to shut down and shut up. And that's why they want to silence. And I know they've told Elon, I've talked to some of his people, I'll leave it at that. We will. You think we've shut you down now? Jones is too far. And I ask myself, what is it I'm doing? And it's because in the next big wave that started in the mid-90s, I was the leader of that big wave. And they thought, well, if we can shut this down, we'll shut it all down. So I was a beta test of that. So sorry to bring myself into it, but I wanted to get your view because you got to come on more than twice a year. We love you to death. How do people find your great show and everything you do?
Go to HotepJesus.com. Best way to find me. Hotep TV on Rumble and Hotep Jesus everywhere else.
I know you got to go. 60-second closing comment.
I've been a fan of Alex Jones for years now. I remember showing somebody, they're like, what do you know about Alex Jones? I'm like, I was posting about this dude since like 2010. Like, what are you talking about? Force your content creators to cover the important issues. Stop taking clickbait for the BS issues. Ask your congressman to support Emmer and his bill against CBDC. CBDC needs to be talked about. It is the new wave of enslavement. If you thought 1913 was bad, wait until you see what they got in store for you. Thank you for having me, Alan.
Beautiful, sir. Thank you so much, and God bless.
God bless.
Now, I want to say something about what he just said, because everything, it's just true. Out of all the guests, he's always really good, but today he hit a grand slam, a hole-in-one, ran the tables like a 100. And I've rarely done a 100 in like an hour-long show, this hour. That was everything he said was better than I could say it, crystallized, simply to understand. That was literally as good as it gets. People should go back to the last 50 minutes of that interview. What was the last thing he said? He said, they want you shut down because you did it on your own. And if other people believe they can do it on their own, it's game over. And then what was the last thing he said after that? What did he say after that? We'll talk about that tomorrow. Because I'm going to take, because I've noticed there's something so big and so important, if I just say it, nobody cares. But I'm going to take that Hotep interview, and I'm going to make my entire Ladder with Crowder Friday show. I'm going to do like 2 hours on the Hotep interview. I'm going to start it, stop it, play it, back up what he's saying. I'm going to show documents. And I'm going to do the interview is like 40 minutes with the breaks cut out. And I'm going to do over an hour around what he said and back up everything he said. Because when he's saying stuff, it's like everything he's saying is like dead on. Not like almost on. It's like when you hit the golf ball and it goes 200 yards into the hole. Over and over and over again. But that last thing he said was the most important. And if you grasp that, the last thing wasn't him saying, I was a maverick. That was the penultimate, next to the top point, was the last thing he said. That if you understand that, and that's how Easter egg hunts, treasure hunts work. And I've never been a manipulator on air. I've been on air almost 30 years. It'll be 30 years in like 2 months. But I've learned, like, if something's so big and you just say it, nobody cares. But if we build it up, you do. So don't worry if you're not a subscriber at JonesCrowder.com, Stephen Crowder, because I'm going to shoot a big 2-hour report for Friday. But tomorrow, I'm going to just answer that last part he said on air. That last little part he said. And I'm like sitting there going, whoa, that's so important. I got chills up down my body. I was like, I'm not going to talk about it. Because it's too important. There's a lot of important stuff, folks. I intellectually study this stuff at least 15 hours a day. And then I eat, drink, and sleep and dream this stuff. But I talked about it yesterday, and then I was so mad about a lot of stuff going on that I went off the air. And because it's a paradox. I don't want to whine about our problems. So when I do it, it's limited and it's as much as I can do. And that's it. And I asked the callers. I said, I don't censor your calls and I'll screen calls. But today, I am. I said, do not bring up the woes of InfoWars because I've already spent too much time on it. And what Hotep said a lot of big things here. Now, the biggest thing he said at the end, I'm not going to say it yet. But the other big thing he said was they want to shut us down because we can change the subject. Supporting Ukraine does nothing, whether you're for the Russians or the Ukrainians. It's just a thing to divert you. Supporting the Palestinians or Israel does nothing. It's just a football issue. And that's what they don't want, is us bringing up issues that are important that they don't want discussed. And I know it's like, well, that's simple. Of course. Exactly. Truth is self-evident, folks. I'm not here laying out stuff that's even hard to understand. That's what's frustrating. 20 million people, according to insurance actuaries, plus, that number's a few months old, have died from the shots they know. I mean, come on, man. You think they're not about to drop the hammer on everybody? When they already pulled that? And I said it 3 years ago. I said, the death's going to be caused by this. Only way they get away with this is a bunch of wars, economic collapse, and now we're here. And, you know, it's like Rodney Dangerfield said, I can't get no respect. I got respect from our listeners. I don't expect a bunch of respect from other people. I'm just telling you, I expect people to respect themselves. And let me tell you something. I don't have a lot of fear. In fact, I got the opposite. When I start thinking I fear something, I want to attack it. But let me tell you something. I'm shook up. And if you're not shook up right now, and if you're not rolling your sleeves up, there's something wrong with you. Because let me tell you, we are at the crossroads right now. If we wake up and say no, still stuff's going to be rough as hell. But we go along with this. They plan to kill 90% of us in the next decade in their own official documents. You want to sit back and be part of this and watch this? And a lot of you I know, I used to think everybody was like me. I thought if we exposed all this evil, everybody just join us. No, I've learned the last 5 years. No, no, no. I've been a recruiter for the New World Order. I teach people how this stuff works, and then they decide to join it, thinking they're joining the winning team. So it's all about independent economies. It's all about freedom. We have products you need that'll enrich your life, and they fund the operation. I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Ultra 12, the highest quality B12, to get the InfoWars Platinum products, the HH Max Boost and the 7076 Testosterone Boost and the Pain MD. I need you to get the water filtration, the air filtration, the storable foods. You need it all. It funds the operation. You could not get better products at lower prices and fund a free operation. It's a 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com and get a copy of my book, The Great Awakening. Because it's going to be a great awakening that's going to stop this. And I agree with Hotep. We are in the fourth quarter. 5 minutes left, 20 points down. But God's watching us for the decisions we make. So it doesn't matter who wins the game, who wins the battle. It matters who wins the war. But, yeah, I actually got to agree with them. That's why I'm so upset and so pissed. Because, man, I thought we could stop this. And God told me we couldn't. It's going to go through. But it's what happens on the other side that governs it all. All right, Michael Young works with a bunch of reporters that got kidnapped on the Texas-Mexico border. We're trying to get them on. He's coming up. Hour number three straight ahead, InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.